Good morning. It is March 14th, and you're listening to Southern Stereotypes. I'm your host, Evan Vaughn, and I'm so glad you decided to tune in with us for our very first podcast. Today, we are going to be discussing what it means to be a Southerner. But first, alongside me, I have my co-hosts, Miss Kristen Weaver.
Hey.
And Mr. Graham Smith.
How's it going?
As you already know, this podcast is about Southern stereotypes. What better way to kick it off than to get a few opinions about what it means to be a Southerner. First, I'm going to open the floor to my co-host and I to give our own opinions about what we think it means to be a Southerner. Then we are going to have a self-proclaimed Southerner come onto the show and give us his opinion on what he thinks it means to be a Southerner. So stay tuned, we'll be right back with Southern Stereotype. And we're back. If you're just now tuning in with us, you are listening to Southern Stereotypes. Okay, I'm going to open up the floor to Kristen and Graham here. First, I'm going to go to Kristen. Kristen, what do you think, or how do you see a Southern stereotype? What is a Southern stereotype to you?
I think at its most basic level, a Southern stereotype is kind of country. You know, they have a lot of topics they're interested in, like hunting, fishing. They love NASCAR. They're always outdoors, you know, just in the back of trucks or something. And a lot of times I feel like you can see the way they dress is very specific to this kind of Southern culture, like cowboy boots, you know, sometimes like hats, camo, I don't know. For the girls, a lot of pearls, Lily Pulitzer, cowboy boots. But yeah, I feel like it's very visual. And then again, they have a lot of the same hobbies they like.
Okay, so I know you have a big involvement with pets and dogs in particular, and I do too. I love dogs, and I use dogs with hunting every day. And what's your outlook on that? What do you take from that? Do you think it's right, or not necessarily right, but how do you see it when we use dogs?
I mean, I think anytime you're kind of with your pet and you're kind of bonding over something, I think that's just awesome, and it creates a stronger bond with you and your animal. I think it's kind of awesome how intensely trained these dogs are. It's very impressive what they do. Like, I could never do that. And if it's beneficial to, like, people to use them, I think go for it. Makes sense.
Yeah, that you mentioned, you know, the intensity of the dog and, you know, what it takes to go into it. I actually have a Boykin Spaniel, and he duck hunts for me and dove hunts, and he just has turned a year old, and he does it all. His breed is naturally, you know, hunting birds, but, you know, we spent the time with him just doing, you know, the basic training and, you know, gun shyness and all that, but most of it was just natural. It just came to him, and you could tell just right off the bat from when he was young, he was going to be a hunter. But besides that, when you think of a Southerner, what are some distinct factors, you know, characteristics of them that stick out from any other, like, culture that you see?
I mean, number one would have to be the accent. I think it's very distinguishable. It can be made fun of a lot. You know, people tease people because they have accents and, you know, the y'alls and the manner also. The manners of Southern people kind of pop out. Like, I know a lot of Southern boys are taught that they're supposed to use ma'am, sir, Southern gentleman type of deal, but accents, manners.
That sounds good. All right, when we come back, I'll be talking to Graham. Stay tuned. All right, and we're back. We're here with Graham, and we're going to see what he thinks it means to be a Southerner. So, Graham, when you think of a Southerner or a Southern stereotype, what are some things that come to mind?
Well, I think, honestly, it kind of comes down to, like, honestly, where you're born is probably the biggest thing. Southerners can be confused with, like, Western. I think that being a Southerner is more the southeastern region of the United States, and it's more of like a Bible Belt kind of homegrown feel.
Absolutely. So, like, what are some characteristics that come to mind when you think of a Southerner? Like, you know, how they dress or some distinctions?
Well, it's obvious they dress pretty preppy. You have brands like Southern Tide, Vineyard Vines that are geared more towards people that live in this area. It's very proper. Goes along with kind of that courteous nature, the chivalry that is kind of a cultural bringing up that happens in the society. But I think that mostly just polite people, good, you know, just fun-loving.
Yeah. So when I was talking to Kristen, she mentioned accents. I mean, is that like just a big factor when it comes to Southerners?
Yeah, there's definitely a pretty distinct accent. I don't really have the Southern accent. I was born in North Carolina, but my mom, she was born in more of kind of the outskirts area of North Carolina, and she has a very thick accent. So I definitely think it has something to do with being in this area. It's a very distinct accent that, honestly, I've been told I have from people that don't live in the South. That I don't even sense. So I think it's something that a lot of us just kind of, some of us have it more than others, but I definitely think there's a distinct Southern accent that's different from a Western or Northern accent, for that matter.
Absolutely. And I know you're involved with NASCAR, and you've grown up with NASCAR and all. What does NASCAR, what role does it play in the South?
Well, I think it's a pretty big role. It was started, like, in the South, with Daytona, in Florida, and also Charlotte being one of the the biggest homes of the sport. Those are our main customers, people that are from the South. These are people that grew up watching the race, like season ticket holders. The crazy thing is like most of the season ticket holders that we have, like the oldest ones, went to the first NASCAR race ever.
Man, and, that's crazy.
The sport's been around for not that long. We're coming up on like 70 or 80 years, I think, now. And so these are all people that grew up around these tracks when they were being built. A lot of them helped build these tracks. So because it was started in the South, almost all of our fans, not exclusively, but most of our fans are just from the South.
Man, that's great. Well, it's glad to hear from you, Graham. Glad you had the opportunity to come on our show. When we come back, we'll have our special guest, Bailey Rogers. So stay tuned. And we're back. If you're just now tuning in with us, I'm your host, Evan Vaughn, and today we are discussing what it means to be a Southerner. In with me today, we have special guest Bailey Rogers. He attends Furman University and is a local to the Greenville area, which is located in the southern part of the United States. So, Bailey, what is the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the term Southerner?
Well, honestly, Evan, when I hear the term Southerner, I think of someone who loves country music, who loves to hunt and fish, and grew up around maybe like farm towns, and they really know a lot about their heritage, and they're very prideful.
Okay, so you're from the Piedmont area, and around here in Greenville, you have a lot of, you know, friends that are involved with what you're talking about, like hunting and fishing, and grew up around the farms. Would you consider yourself a Southerner?
Yes, I would. I wouldn't say I would be your typical Southerner, but I do hunt, I do fish.
Okay, so you mentioned hunting and fishing. What are some of the Southern activities that you participate in?
Well, first and foremost, I love to duck hunt. Big duck hunter. Don't get to do that often, but when I do, I love it. I also like to fish.
What types of fish?
I like to bass fish a lot, and whenever I'm bored, I like to go catfish with my buddies.
Sounds great, man. I love duck hunting too, and also fishing. What are some of the things that are reactions that you get to your accent? Is it the Southern drawl, or, you know, just things that stick out to other people that aren't necessarily used to the Southern accent?
Well, honestly, I would say that a bunch of people have heard Southern accents before, but just this last May, I got the chance to go to England, and I know it was very new to different people, and they didn't really know how to react to it at first. But after talking to some of the locals and everything, I think they really liked it.
All right, so what would you say is some key characteristics to a Southern culture?
I would say that, you know, when you travel, when you go certain places, that your accent is a big thing that sticks out. Other than that, I would say possibly, you know, what you wear, you know, blue jeans, boots, and a plaid. Those are a big thing of a big part of Southern culture. I think that kind of separates Southern and Northern people.
You know, I find that very interesting, Bailey, and I'm sure our listeners tuning in with us today can relate to this situation when they're out there traveling. Well, that seems to be all that we have for you today, Bailey. Glad you got to come in and share with us. And that's all we have for you today on Southern Stereotypes. Thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned for next week. I'm your host, Evan Vaughn, signing off.